With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration made sweeping cuts to substance abuse and mental health programs this past week and then suddenly reversed course.
On Tuesday, the Health and Human Services Department canceled about 2,000 grants representing nearly $2 billion in funding for organizations that offer substance abuse and mental health services. But those cuts were reversed by Wednesday. The result was chaos and confusion among grant recipients nationwide, some of whom began laying off employees after learning about the funding cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
When it comes to improving the U.S. housing market, Heritage Foundation analyst E.J. Antoni says President Trump has to thread the needle.
He's got to try to make housing more affordable for all the people who haven't yet had the opportunity to buy housing. But he's also trying to do it in such a way that it's not really going to kill the people who got into these homes at the artificially high prices in 2022 and 2023, let's say.
Antoni was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing.
It's the latest example of how President Trump's tariffs can work in favor of U.S. workers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC, announced plans this week to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. Some of that is going to speed up construction of new plants in Arizona. Bob Agner reporting.
A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below average temperatures were forecast for central U.S. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than they are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. This is SRN News. In a change long sought by the dairy industry, President Trump is bringing whole milk back to school food programs.
Whole milk is coming back to school cafeterias after President Trump signed a bill overturning Obama-era limits.
We will ensure that millions of school-age children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
The president joked with reporters as he gestured to a glass jug of whole milk sitting on the Resolute desk.
It's been sitting here for 5 days, so... It's from the original bottle, and I brought it so the press can have some.
I'm Jennifer King.
A small part of the Sunshine State became the snowy state for a brief time as snow covers part of the western Florida panhandle. It's the second year in a row areas have seen snow. On Sunday morning, enough frigid air rushed in behind a cold front to turn rain showers into snowflakes. More details at srnnews.com.